Hello listeners, let me tell you my little anecdote about my car and what had happened to him. The story happened in the 80s of the last century and I was on a journey to visit my parents-in-law with my little son on a cold sunny Sunday afternoon. We went by car and on our way we had to stop at a crossroad with traffic lights. The light shows red for me and I had to stop. As usually, I took a glance around my cockpit and saw a temperature alert. And what should I do? The only thing I knew about cars and engines was I shouldn't go any further with a car with an engine which temperature was too high. But what should I do? I couldn't leave my car at this crossroad and I decided instantly to go ahead to the next petrol station, which wasn't far away from this crossroad. And as you know, in these days, in the 80s, it was not normal that petrol stations are open on Sundays. But this petrol station was open. But there was only a temp staff there and it was a young boy and he was very helpful. He came over to me and asked me what's wrong and I told him that my engine was too hot and he should take a look into my engine. He opened the bonnet and he took a look and he said, "Oh, madam, no, I can't see what's wrong with your car. Please leave it here at our petrol station. My boss, the car mechanic, will be back on Monday and he will check it and he will check what's wrong with your car." Yes, and because my parents-in-law didn't live very far away from this petrol station, I decided to leave my car there and I left a phone number and then I took my little boy and continued our journey by feet to my parents-in-law. The next morning I was waiting impatiently for the call of the petrol station and as my phone rang I picked it up, I introduced myself and instead of introducing the end of the line, the end of the line starts laughing and he didn't want to stop with laughing and I had to interrupt him and I asked him, "Hey man, are you the one from the petrol station?" And he interrupted his laughing and said, "Yes, I am. And you are the young lady who drove without a cooler." And I asked him, "Huh? How? Without a cooler? No, my car has a cooler." And he says, "No, your car hasn't a cooler. You were driving without a cooler." And I asked him, "What? I hadn't removed it. How can this be?" And he said, "Yes, if you haven't removed your cooler, someone else must have done it. It must have been a thief who has stolen your cooler." And I said, "It can't be. No one has stolen my cooler." But he says, "Yes, of course. Someone must have climbed under your car and had removed your cooler." And he starts laughing again. And I said, "Don't stop, don't laugh at me, laugh at your stuff from yesterday. He took a look at my engine and he didn't realize that my cooler was missing and you better laugh at him, not at me." And I asked him, "Do you check your engine every time you want to go on a journey?" "I don't take a look at my engine." And he had to admit it that he didn't take a look at his engine. And so we agreed that he repaired my car and everything was okay.